And every time we meet a business, they're talking about apprenticeships, they're talking about taking people on, they're talking about expanding, they're talking about needing more floor space, warehousing, distribution. So we hear nothing but positive stories from businesses. So I think, you know, post-recession, people seem to have sprung back. They may have kind of gone through lean times, recalibrated their businesses, but they've kind of come back. And 2015 was very, very positive. Lots of good news around with businesses, and lots of people expanding into new markets, because maybe the recession enabled people just to take stock about their businesses and reevaluate where they are and where they're going. And 2015 was a good year. And 2016 again, you know, many businesses let us in on their plans for the future. But again, it's about expansion. It's about, you know, recruitment and taking people on.
Because anybody listening to the Chancellor's comments about 2016 would believe that we could be in for a bit of a rocky ride, because we're not just an island. We're subject to forces from China as well as the US, and problems there are often reflected on the UK economy. How do you see that impacting on Stockport?
Well, I think, you know, one of the key things for a lot of the businesses in Stockport is to try and trade locally. Many of the businesses, when we first set up, were saying, well, you know, we're doing a lot of work either overseas or out of the area. And I think many of the businesses have started to try and recognise that there's business to be had in the area, and trying to keep business within either the borough or certainly in the northwest. So, and we also, you know, we kind of have our own almost like micro-economy in the north, which has obviously been outlined with the Northern powerhouse ideology that's going on at the moment. So, yes, I mean, I think obviously we're going to get affected by external forces, but I think we're quite strong enough as a borough and as a business community to trade with each other where possible and make sure that we kind of stick together as a group of businesses.
Are we talking here primarily of SMEs or other bigger players here that are flourishing in the Stockport itself?
A wide range. I mean, SMEs, you know, we've got some of the bigger international brands have been in Stockport for many, many years and probably will stay here. But there's lots of SMEs, lots of startup businesses. I think over 60% of the businesses in Stockport employ between 1 and 10 people. So there's lots of kind of smallish businesses. We, you know, we're quite rich in small emerging businesses, but certainly, you know, SMEs are the backbone of our business economy in Stockport, and very, very diverse. When we first set up Marketing Stockport, you know, you kind of think we're going to come across lots of accountants and solicitors and professional services, and we've uncovered many manufacturing businesses, manufacturing energy bars for service stations across the UK. Lots of digital, lots of innovators, and I mentioned before the founder of WordPress, located in Stockport.
That's so remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah. you know, we find these facts and stats out, you know, all the time. So Stockport has got a lot to say.